We are learning the Tshuva of Rav Yosef, Tshuva Yechavedat. We're in the Pesach section. Again, he goes through the cycle of the year. In the other Chalakim of Yechavedat, he doesn't go in any particular order, but here he's going through the year. We are on Siman Tet. The question is, there are those who have a Chumrah, or a Din, not to eat rice and kitniot on Pesach. If so, are they allowed to feed it to their children? Because we assume that rice and kitniot are not chametz. That's very clear. Black and white, it's not chametz. So if you, personally, or the Ashkenazi world, collectively, hold such a chumrah not to eat it on Pesach, can you feed it to your children? So before he gets into the idea, so what is the status of what we call orez v'dochan? Orez is rice, dochan is millet. It looks like a grain, it grows like a grain, but it's not one of the five grains. And the five grains, wheat, barley, rye,
spelt,
and barley. Oats, sorry, those are five. Rice is not one of them. Millet is not one of them. These are not one of the five grains. They cannot be chametz. Not only that, it's the Gemara. The Gemara is actually, it's a machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, he assumes that orez is min dagan. He assumes not just for Pesach. Not just Pesach. Orez, he says there are six grains. Six grains. You make bread out of rice flour, he says make a hamotzi. He also, you have to be mafrish challah. He has it's din dagan for everything in the halakha. This has nothing to do with Pesach. And Chachamim say no. Chamesh minei dagan, that's it. Rice is not. In fact, this machloket appears in the Yerushalmi in Dmai, the very first page, and it has nothing to do with Pesach at all. And it's a big machloket. Is it chametz? Is it not chametz? And they did an experiment. Said they did an experiment. What does chametz mean? Meaning it means that something happens. There's a chemical reaction that happens if you leave the flour with water after X amount of time. Sometimes there's yeast in the air or something like that. And there's a chemical reaction that happens. So do it, Nu. Take rice flour. Do the experiment. See what happens. So the Yerushalmi says, they did. They just disagreed about how to interpret the results. Okay. We assume that it's not a min dagan. If you make bread from rice flour, you do not make a hamotzi. You do not have to be mafrish challah from rice. And we do not make a hamotzi on rice. Not only explicitly, the Gemara says so much so, Dr. Sackett was pointing out, they said you need to have shnei tav shilim, the night of the Seder. You have to have two food items. For whatever reason, not for now, you have to have two different cooked foods. One of the Amoraim says they used to specifically use, Rav Huna said, kegon, like an example, silka ve'aroza. Silka ve'aroza. Silka is either beets or spinach and rice. And that Rava, his Talmid, would specifically use these two foods because his Rebbe said them, so he wanted those dafka, and very, very clearly, black on white, rice is not chametz. It's absolutely not chametz. And back and forth, you see that it's not chametz. However, so there's no amilan. Amilan could be wheat starch, but they did not do that. That's extra. You don't, not every rice has wheat starch. Some yes, some no.
Well, the one wheat, there's a chametz.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. No, no. Amilan is starch. If it's wheat starch, almost always they don't use wheat starch. They use rice starch because it's cheaper.
But rice is kasher.
No, rice is kasher. If you put...
Any type of rice? No.
Yeah, rice is kasher. If you put rice on a sandwich, it's not kasher. Meaning, if you add something to the rice, it's a question. Rice is grows from the ground. It's not chametz. Rice grows from the ground. Not chametz. Very, very few rices have even a problem, and even then Rav Avadia is lenient. But we'll get to that separate. Rice is not chametz. Now, the Artur says that there are some people who are machmir, and he says, v'chumrayi seirahi. This goes back to the time of the Rishonim. The Rishonim in the 1100s, 1200s, goes back to them. Some had a chumrah, not to eat rice, but they really thought it was dagan. You see that the chumrah was, they thought it was actually a type of a grain. Because it looks like a grain. If you don't learn the Gemara, you don't know that it's not a grain. It looks like a grain. It grows in the same way that wheat and barley grow. It looks similar. So all the Rishonim say, no, it's not grain. It's not chametz. It's not chametz. It's not chametz. So why are some machmir? He said, well, you cook it, like it, it looks similar. So the Rishonim say, that's not good. That's not a real reason. The Chumrah developed later took on more steam, effectively, because of either the way they transported it, because the rice was in the sacks with the flour, because it was actually chashash chametz. Now, whether that happened or not probably depended on what part of the world you lived in. Meaning, they didn't transport rice in the same way in different parts of the world. There's no uniform way to do it, particularly in the year 1100, 1200. Now, there's a, you know, we, cardboard boxes are made in a particular way. They didn't. They were did it differently in different locations. And in some locations, that was a concern. And so some developed such a chumrah. It's very clear, though, that generally speaking, the Sephardic Rishonim and Achronim said it was permissible. Generally speaking, the Ashkenazim held it was not. For the Ashkenazim, it's not a chumrah. It became a din. We're talking all the way back to the Rishonim.
When
we
the
know
Ashkenazim become din, if it's no problem?
No, because it was accepted as a minhag on the whole klal, as because of the concern of the chametz involved. Now, we know that the Moroccans, almost all the Moroccans, not all, have different chumrah when it comes to rice and kitniyot, just rice, just kitniyot, but they've adopted a similar type of a chumrah based on this. So let's deal with that for a moment. So first... No, so that's unlikely. That's unlikely. The Rosh himself was opposed. The Rosh himself was opposed to the chumrah. The Rosh writes clearly he's opposed to the chumrah. Of all people, it's not him. No, no, but the Rosh said it's not. Meaning, no, 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 no. Dr. Sagan is suggesting because the Rosh was an Ashkenazi, he came and introduced the chumrah. The Rosh himself was opposed, so not. The chumrah developed. Let's leave it this way. The chumrah developed over time. But clearly it's not chametz. Meaning, even if you have a family practice, the Moroccans who don't eat rice on Pesach, you're allowed to own it. You just don't need it. It's not chametz. You can own it. If it falls into something by accident, it doesn't become chametz. You just don't eat it, but it's not actually chametz. So therefore, it has ramifications. You don't have to sell it. It's not chametz, but you don't need it. Fine. The question is as follows. You could be nehenef from it, sure. It's not chametz. You could be nehenef from it. The chumrah is just not to eat it. Now, what about if I am lenient? Let's talk about this. Can I sell rice to someone? Sorry, that's a different question. I apologize. That's the next question. The chila. Can those who are machmir feed it to their children? That's the question. Can you feed it to your children? Why would you think you can feed it to your children? So the Gemara in Yevamot, based on the pasuk in Parashat Emor, Emor al kohanim bnei Aaron. The Gemara learns that that's talking about tumas kohanim, that a kohen cannot become tameh. Emor al kohanim ve'amarta alehim. Emor al kohanim bnei Aaron ve'amarta alehim. What does it say? Emor ve'amarta lazil gdolim al ktanim. Meaning we are responsible for the children of the kohanim who are not bar mitzvah, not to make them tameh either. Meaning, you cannot give a young child, he's not chayav mitzvah, not bar mitzvah. So go to Publix, buy him the cheap meat, it's much cheaper, the non-kosher meat, and feed him non-kosher meat. He's not chayav mitzvah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Lazir gedolim al ktanim. We are responsible for making sure that children don't violate Isurim. You're right, they're not responsible. You're right, they're not bar mitzvah yet. But nonetheless, you may not feed non-kosher food to a child. You're not allowed to do that. That's an Easter. It's all right. It's Rabbanan. Sounds like you're not allowed to feed. You're not allowed to, just because he's not chayav in mitzvot, you can't feed him non-kosher. How far does that go? Does that mean there are different levels of non-kosher? What do you mean? There's that which is non-kosher mid-oraita from the Torah, and that which is non-kosher mid-Rabbanan. Are you allowed? So clearly you're not allowed to feed a child non-kosher mid-oraita. You can't go to the Publix and buy the beef and say, it's not kosher, it's nevelah, it's basar nevelah. You're not allowed to feed it to a child. Nobody disagrees about that. No, not only that. There's a separate Isur d'oraita. You can't feed a child. No, we're talking about meat first. Let's do meat first. So hold on. First meat. No, so what about... So we'll get to that. So what about Isur d'Rabbanan? Something that's only prohibited in d'Rabbanan. Are you allowed to feed it to a child? So that's already Machloka Rishonim. That's the machloket rishonim. Can you feed your child, or anyone else's child, probably not the father, but somebody else's child at the very least, that which is asur d'rabbanan? So we'll get there in a moment. Let's do the basic part of the halakha, and then we'll get to what rice is. We'll get to that. You read ahead. We'll get there. So what about a regular asur d'rabbanan? Chicken and milk. Can you feed that to a child? The Rambam says yes, and the Rashba says no. The Rambam says you're not allowed to, and the Rashba says you are allowed to. When it comes to Yisur D'Rabbanan, is there a prohibition to feed a child in Yisur D'Rabbanan? And that's the Machloket Rishonim. We generally assume that it's not the right thing to do. First of all, for the parent, it's a problem. Forget, the parent is not allowed to do that because I have a mitzvah chinuch on my children. Forget, am I allowed to feed them in Yisur D'Rabbanan? I have to teach them and you're not allowed to eat it. So that's a big problem. Can't do that. But what about another adult feeding a child something that Nisro Drabanan. Yeah, Melchil B'Mezid, Nisro Drabanan. So ideally we prefer not to, but the Rashba says it's allowed. There's no prohibition. Interesting. We don't follow that. We follow the Rambam, don't do it. When it comes to rice on Pesach is not an Nisro Drabanan. It's not. It's a minhag that's been accepted, that's widespread, certainly among the Ashkenazim. They have no right to be lenient. Meaning, this comes up not because I want to feed my kid rice. When does this come up? With baby cereals. This comes up with baby cereals and baby formulas. There are children and babies who need formula that are rice-based, and some children are very sensitive. They can only do this one, they can only do that one. We don't, a lot of kids can't handle the other types of formula, the other types of cereals. They can only handle the rice-based ones. That's what we're talking about, generally speaking. So is that acceptable to feed this child, 1 and 2 years old, 1 year old, right? These rice-based cereals on Pesach, if you are machmir. So we generally assume it's permissible. Why? First of all, the Rishonim would say, even if it's an Yisur Drabanan, you're allowed to, meaning it's necessary. You're not just doing it stam because you want to. You're not just, you know, lahachis. You're doing it because it's necessary. So some Rishonim say, even if it would have been an Yisur Drabanan, you're allowed to. It's certainly no more than an Yisur Drabanan. Secondly, here, it's not an Yisur Drabanan. It's a minhag l'chumra. It's true. And therefore, everyone agrees that for a child, it's permissible to give them these rice-based cereals if necessary. However, just one last point. However, if you personally are machmir, you need to make sure to do it on different dishes. Because you're a machmir. So you don't want to use your dishes to give them the rice, because the rice-based cereal, because then you have a problem eating from it. So you should have, ideally, a separate set of dishes or a separate place to clean them off or use plastic or use something like that to prepare it. But we generally assume even if it would have been Yisur D'Rabbanan, it would be permissible if it's necessary, which it's not an Yisur D'Rabbanan, it's a minhag, it's a chumrah, it's widespread. Don't be lenient. But for a child, when it's necessary, it's permissible.